Yes, the Cranbrook count was last Saturday, and it was a really good day. And we had about 20 field counters out and 7 feeder watchers watching the feeders at their home. So it was really good.
Are you finding there's any birds that usually you wouldn't find or anything unusual in this year's count from what you've got so far?
Yeah, we did get some, we didn't get any new species, but we got some rare species. We got American three-toed woodpecker, American tree sparrow, gray-crowned rosy finch, and spotted towhee were all rare.
What's making them come up this way? Any particular reason?
I think the milder weather lets some of the woodpeckers be more evident and easier to spot.
I see. Oh, interesting. What's on the agenda now as we head toward the new year? You've got more more events or more counts coming up around here for the after the new year, right? You're going to get at it again Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, so we're having the Kimberley Christmas bird count on Sunday, and that area covers from St. Eugene Mission this side of the river all the way out to Wausau and all of Kimberley and Marysville and Wycliffe. And we've got about 16 field counters signed up to help with that. And we have 5 feeder watchers signed up.
Is that
so we're
good?
Hoping,
is that
we're
pretty
hoping
good?
The weather's going to be good.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain, actually. Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay. It'll be mild. What do you ask of a counter when they're out there? Like, for people that have never been out to a bird count, are you just positioned in one place and keep a watch out?
Well, the objective is to cover all of the area that you can within a 24-kilometer diameter circle. So we need to be organized into teams or groups so we don't overlap the areas covered. So there's some, so you have to register and stay within your area and keep track of, you know, what time you start and how many species and how many of each species you see, and then report back to me. And feeder counters, they just have to register, look at their feeder 2 or 3 times during the day, guess how many they have of, like, the maximum, because, like chickadees, they go back and forth from the feeder to the bush, and it's impossible for some things, but...
When you get all the numbers, then what's on your agenda once you get all the numbers and the counts are complete? Then you send everything off to the Audubon Society, then?
Yeah, I can enter the data online to the Audubon Society. In Canada, it's administered by Birds Canada, but all the data goes to Audubon. And the counts, there are hundreds of counts in all of the Western Hemisphere. So we've been doing the count here for, this is our 23rd time, but the Audubon counts have been doing it for 121 years.
How about the wildlife, or the waterfowl down around Elizabeth Lake? Is it as healthy this year as it was last year at this time, or do you know that?
Well, right now, Elizabeth Lake is frozen, but for the summer, I think they had a pretty good year for everything.
Okay.
The most numerous duck around Cranbrook at this time of year is mallards, obviously, and we actually counted a new maximum number of mallards this year.
Very good. Anything else you want to add? If somebody wants to be involved in the bird count, is it time? Do you have time to take them in, or do you have enough people now?
For the Kimberley count, yeah, if you're interested, you can register on our website, rockymountainnaturalist.org, and you would be put with a team and work together with that team. But this year, things are different. We're not carpooling, and we're not doing a meet-up beforehand or a potluck after. So if you do it, you pretty much have to have your own transportation or organize where you're going to walk.
Well, that's fine. What time do you start on Sunday, then?
People can start, at first light. Most of the bird activity is usually around 9:30, 10, so you want to try to be in the best birding spot at that time. But you can start at your convenience in the morning and go as long as you want.
Thank you for your time, Diane. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Hold on.
And happy birding to everybody.
Let me just make